Lord, I thank you for allowing me to know you. The fact that I can have a relationship with you means the world to me, Lord. The fact that you correct me, Lord, and show me my sin, Lord. The fact that you use me, Lord, to communicate your heart, Lord. The fact that you bless me and answer my prayer. The fact that I'm going to live forever with you is blessing. It's totally just blessing. And I just ask you to fill me up with your Holy Spirit. I ask that anyone listening, Lord, will be filled with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just ask for you to just instruct us from your word very simply, Lord. As children, just instruct us, Lord. So Lord, please fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, I ask this in your name. Amen. Good morning. So I want to just jump right into the scriptures. And I'm really just going to be on one verse today. It's not like a 5-point sermon at all. I'm in commute somewhere, and I just wanted to share something on this verse. And that's John chapter 15. And I've shared it many times. But I'm just going to share it again. In verse 4, it says, in John 15, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can all of you, except all of you abide in me. I am the vine. All of you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, all of you can do nothing." You know, when we read that, or I'll speak it from my vantage point, I have read that and I thought, wow, that is deep. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. And I think to myself, wow, you know, okay, you know. And, you know, one of the things that I think happens to me is we read these verses and we enjoy them, but then we don't take it seriously. I'll speak for myself. I'll read a verse like that, I'll amen that verse, but then in my practical walk, because that's what this is about now, this is about our practical walk. When I put down this mic and I'm no longer teaching on this, and when you put down what this MP3, whatever it is you're using to listen to this, and you go on with your life, is this something that we apply? Where Jesus is teaching, Jesus is instructing us that without him, we can do nothing. I want to read something in Matthew 18. I know I said I only had one verse, but I do want to read something in Matthew 18:1. It says, "At the same time came the disciples, and Jesus saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, 'Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of God.'" Well, why did I just read that in light of reading John 15? Because Jesus is asking for you and I to have a sense of dependency that is completely confusing and contradictory to the world. You see, in this world, we're taught to be children, and we graduate from children into adolescence, and from adolescence to young adulthood into old age. We're taught to grow in our independence, whereas God is instructing us to take off our independence and become dependent. I'm urging you that when you put down this, when you stop listening to this recording, that you don't forget that God is urging you to say, "I can't even eat my dinner tonight without the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't take my next breath. I can't get to work or school safely. I can't say a good, positive word to anyone apart from Jesus Christ. Why did I mention being a child? Because if any of you have children or been around children, or if you ever were a child, you know that children can't do anything apart from their parents. Just about every part of a toddler or a baby's life is necessitated by a parent. In fact, that's why they have the ability to cry, because crying gets to you immediately. Crying is the alert. And look at it in the way of this. A baby's cry likens into a man or woman's prayer. We should be praying as often as a child or baby is crying. That's their way of asking for something. They have no other way. They can't raise their hand. They can't communicate. They can't write anything. All they can do is cry. They lift up their hands and they cry. And it's the same thing for us that Jesus is saying, without me, you can't do anything. Now, when you get to the point where you start to feel like you can do things apart from me, well, then now you're going to wither. Now you're going to wither. And sometimes, and I've seen it first and foremost in my own walk, because that's the walk that matters, right? I can't point to anyone else's walk. I'm not going to do that. I look at my walk, where the Lord has allowed me to have victory in areas of my life, right? So I cried out to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord, help me with this. Help me with this thing. And then he helps me. And then you know what I do? I say, I got that now. I'm independent. Because that's what we're trained to do, right? We go to a teacher, we get trained for something. We go to school, we have to learn something. We have to ask a teacher questions. And then what happens? We become professionals. We graduate from being students and children to being some type of professional. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. You are a child. If you've believed in Jesus Christ, you've converted back into eternal childhood. You are eternally a baby. And Jesus says that though the children are the one inherit the kingdom. As children, we are led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God gives us, enables us, strengthens us, empowers us to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to bear fruit. But on top of that, God is the one who gives us everything that we need. I mean, your breathing, your heartbeat, all of those things. And Colossians says that all things are consist in him. He holds everything together. And so I guess my encouragement for you today would simply be, are you abiding in Christ and depending upon him? And now the question should then be, well, how does that happen? Now, if you've been listening to anything I've said, this is probably going to feel like I'm repeating, but it's okay to repeat it. If there's one thing it's okay to repeat, it's dependency upon Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit he gave us. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13, so that it'd be a seal that we're saved. It's a down payment that Jesus is coming back for us, and we're going to spend eternity with him and his Father. But he also gave us the Holy Spirit to help us, that we wouldn't be alone, so that even though he's not physically present with us, he's spiritually present with us through this person, the Holy Spirit. Well, how then do we abide in this? And it comes back again to Luke 11, to ask, to seek, to knock, and the Father will give us the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a continual asking, a continual seeking, and continual knocking. In Ephesians, Paul says, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. This is not, oh, I'm saved, I've got the Holy Spirit, so now I don't need to ask and seek and knock anymore. No, we're constantly asking for the Holy Spirit to give us power to do A, B, and C. And so if you really want to test how much you're depending upon Jesus Christ, look no further to your prayer life. Look no further to your prayer life. How often do you pray? What do you pray about? Do you ask God for even the smallest things? Because again, now we're going back to reversing the world standard in us, right? We say, oh, I can ask God about getting a job, but I can't ask God about allowing me to wake up on time for work. I can't ask God about helping me with this back pain I got, you know? I can't ask God to help me have the self-control to eat right or to exercise. Those are little things. I got to have that stuff. The other stuff God can handle. Wrong. Wrong. Jesus says, apart from me, you can't do anything. Anything. You can say things like, Lord, help me at work today to be productive. Please, help me today to get my work done, to be on time. You can pray things like that. Lord, help me with my car. Help me with my car keys. I lost them, Lord. I can't find them. You know where they are. Help me. You know, that may seem so silly, but it's true. I remember I was packing one time with some friends. And we were packing their house up, and they were moving. And we were looking at the U-Haul truck, and we were looking at everything we had to put inside this small space. And we were like, this is not going to fit. And you know what we did? We just said, you know what? Let's pray. And we just prayed, and we asked the Lord, Lord, please allow us to pack these things in properly. And he did. And I've had several occasions like that where it wasn't going to fit. It just could not fit. And we just said, Lord, can you make it fit? You know, think about Jesus. All these people needed to eat. Lord, can we feed these people right now? Sure. Lord granted his son Jesus with thousands of fish, right, to feed these people. So I guess what I'm saying is learn the dependency. Practice the dependency on God through prayer. Your dependency on God is as strong as your prayer life. You know, yes, we want to know Bible. We have to know Bible. It's imperative that we know the Word of God. But be praying that Word of God. If you just know the Word of God, but you're not praying it into your life, prayer is how you get that Word in your life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That is an amazing verse, but it means absolutely nothing to the woman or man that doesn't pray. Because in that moment, you need to be able to say, Lord, I don't understand what's happening to me in this situation. I don't understand. Lord, allow me to trust in you with all my heart, as your word says. You see how that connects? Come to me, all ye that labor and are loaded and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, right? Give you rest, excuse me. So you think, I can't, that sounds good. Come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That sounds good, but I need to pray that, Lord, I'm really weary and I'm loaded, and I don't feel like coming to you, but you're telling me to. Give me the strength to come to you. You see how now the prayer, it gets that word in us, but it must come back to prayer, as Jesus said in Luke 11. And in Luke 18, Jesus tells us a parable about a woman who kept praying. And he says, like, man, you know, don't lose heart in praying. Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for who you are, God. And I just ask that you would allow me first to take heed. To take heed and to pray often, frequently, that, Lord, I'd be too busy not to pray, as that book, Lord, title says. Be too busy not to pray, Lord. Well, I pray for everyone here listening that they will begin to pray expectantly to you, Lord, that they know that you are not, we are not only called, Lord, to be dependent, but that you are dependable and you will respond to every one of our prayers. And a silence is a response. It is an invitation for inward reflection, Lord. I pray that people would come to value these things, Lord, as we grow to be more like toddlers. Lord, bless everyone's day today, Jesus, in your name, amen.